New security measures coming to Michael Hill jewellery stores, including a DNA tracking spray, which if you set it off will stick to your skin and clothing for weeks and weeks. The company's been hit multiple times by ram raiders and it says it wants to protect staff and customers. Gary Morrison is with us from the New Zealand Security Association. G'day Gary, how's it going?
Yeah, great, thanks Tom.
I hadn't heard until today about this DNA spray. Sounds like a fog cannon on steroids. How does it work?
Well, the technology has actually been around for quite a long time, and it used to be originally with dyes. But effectively, it's a complementary security measure which fits alongside a multiple number of other measures, and effectively exactly what it says. If it's triggered, it emits a spray, and that's caught on the body, and it's DNA testable.
So if I was in a store and lo and behold, your local teens come a raid in, this stuff's going to go off and spray everybody in the store?
No, it's really effectively a very last measure. And when you look at effective security, which is what Michael Hill's putting forward here, it's complementary measures that get put in place. And it's all around deterring, delaying and denying. And that's building up a layer of security. So maybe a security officer at the front door provides deterrence and observation. Measures like bollards or access doors can delay the offenders getting on site. As a last measure, you then look to fog cannons, high decibel alarms, or the spray as that last measure. And by that stage, most staff and customers would be off-site, or at least in a protected area.
Michael Hill have been done over and over. One of the Auckland stores, to my knowledge, been hit three times in this spate of crime. Are businesses doing enough to get advice on protecting themselves?
I think some businesses have been a little bit slow. And in this case, Michael Hills has been working with the police. They've worked with security consultants and their security providers. And as I say, I think the measures they're now putting in place are entirely appropriate and best security effectively.
But we're talking about a lot of money, aren't we?
We are. Very, very high product value as well. Insurances come into this, but there is a cost with it. And we'd certainly be advising all retailers to work with their business associations, et cetera, and get independent advice on what is appropriate. And some of it can be low cost. There are things that can be done which are very low cost and don't necessitate going to this level.
Yeah, that would be of interest, I think, to the smaller business that, you know, can't even contemplate DNA spray, that sort of stuff. What would you say to a smaller business who wants to protect themselves and their stock?
Well, I think that's where you can look at involving yourself with the business associations or within the mall, et cetera, and work with the malls to see what's appropriate. And by going in collectively, you can bring that cost right down. And it can be measures which are effective right across that whole situation and apply to everybody. It could be night patrols, for instance, random night patrols, which has a fairly low cost to it, but can be quite effective.
What are your clients saying to you about these random attacks?
Very concerned. There's been a significant rise in security training and protecting staff and giving staff the knowledge how to protect themselves, keep themselves safe, and just looking at what measures are appropriate and what can be put in place.
So it's a good time to be in the security game, I guess.
We've certainly been busy, and certainly since COVID has really had significant impacts on the security industry. We're no different to everyone else. We're crying out for staff at the moment.
Gary, thanks so much for your time. CEO of the New Zealand Security Association, Gary Morrison, with us.